Well, the Florida's Department of Education is announcing they are withholding funds from two school districts that mandated masks in classrooms this fall. That marks just the very latest political fight in Florida over masks, as it comes as school districts across the country debate the return to school and what mandates to have in place. Let's bring in Dr. Yvonne Maldonado. She's Stanford Medicine Professor of Pediatric Infectious Diseases. She's also the chair of the AAP Committee on Infectious Diseases. And doctor, it's great to have you on today. So many parents have questions going into the start of the school year. Many have already begun this school year. Talk to me about what you're seeing specifically in Florida and these mask mandates that's playing out based on what you know about the spread among students. What specifically do you think should be mandated?
For many months now, that children should go back to school. There is a path for them to go back to school. It's quite straightforward. It may be difficult to operationalize in some areas, but we've had plenty of time now to get that going. And that has to do with masking everybody, distancing children about 3 feet or at least 3 feet indoors, and making sure that everybody who can be vaccinated is vaccinated. We know from studies around the country that when masking and distancing are applied, that you are seeing a minimum of infections in the school. And the vast majority of those infections are actually coming from the community and not from school outbreaks. In fact, we know here in California, in our very own state, there was an outbreak that occurred in a school because a teacher didn't wear her mask. It was very clear. They even sequenced the virus, and it was the same virus in the classroom. So we know it came directly from that teacher. Now, this is not rocket science. We are, and children are smart. They know how to adapt, and they are ready to adapt. So why we're doing this, preventing people from protecting children is absolutely reprehensible.
What are the biggest concerns you have in a state like Florida, where this has become such a political issue, but at the same time, we have seen those infections really spike higher? What are the ramifications on the other side, and how serious do you think the surge can get if this continues?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So first of all, what will happen is it keeps children out of school. We know that if there will be outbreaks in school, they'll happen because their children aren't being masked, teachers aren't being masked, and vaccines aren't being used. And we'll wind up with shutdowns, and we don't want that. The economy is starting to move in a direction that we think is way better than where we were a year ago, for example. We want to keep that going. We don't want to prevent families and children from going back to school, going back to functions, other events. And we're not saying that people shouldn't be able to go out. In fact, we're saying the opposite. You can go out and enjoy social activities, school, and other venues, but make sure you're masked and vaccinated at this point, because that Delta it's really a pretty infectious virus, much more infectious than the previous version.
There's certainly a lot of parents that have kids that are younger than 12 who can't get the vaccine right now, who really tried to wait patiently to get the approval on that front. And, you know, one of the questions that was raised this morning when we were talking about it was, why is that development taking so long? You know, is it pretty much on par with what we've seen with other vaccines? What does that timeline look like for you, for those who are not old enough to get the vaccine right now?
Yeah, I think for many of us who've been doing vaccine work for decades now, and you know, this is actually miraculously fast in the sense that all of the boxes are being checked. The studies are being done very carefully. Remember, these are things that generally take 3 to 5 years to get done. The first vaccines were under emergency use within months of us even knowing about this virus. And here we are less than a year later with a vaccine for children 12 and older and getting ready to look at a vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. So I think we're moving very quickly and safely. And that's the key. You want to move quickly, but also safely. That's all being done. But I understand that this Delta has parents worried. And I think especially in areas where masks and vaccines aren't being used in a wise way, we are seeing surges and parents are stuck with a pretty difficult choice here. Get my kid back in school or face potentially an infection at school. So where you are seeing masks and vaccines, you're not seeing this surge happen, especially in kids.
One of the reasons why a lot of teachers as well as parents have really been pushing for kids to return to school is because of sort of the isolation that a lot of these kids have felt doing remote classes over the last year or so. Can you speak to some of the mental scars that we're likely to see in the younger kids who have spent their classes on the screen, not being able to engage? What is the lasting impact of something like that?
Well, you know, that's a question that we just don't have the answer to. What we do know is that there is a current mental health crisis, not only among children, but among families and adults, healthcare workers, everybody where our entire world has been impacted in ways that we won't know for some time. So I think we're going to be dealing with the aftermath of this pandemic for time to come. But having said that, children, again, as I mentioned earlier, are very resilient. Parents need to be aware, schools need to be aware about what we can do to mitigate some of the impacts of this social isolation. And by the way, for those children who don't have the bandwidth, they don't have resources at home, they're alone at home, parents have to work and leave them alone, for example, those children are going to be even hit harder. So there will be a lot to do in the coming years to make sure that our children their issues are addressed. But yes, it's been a terrible, not only physical, but mental and psychosocial impact. And lots of work to be done to make sure that they're okay.
Dr. Yvonne Maldonado, Stanford Medicine Professor of Pediatric Infectious Diseases. It is great to talk to you today. Really appreciate the time.